أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد خلقناكم ثم صورناكم ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين. قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك؟ قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 11 and 12 of Surah Al-A'raf. Before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had said to us, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. The wazan, the weighing on the day of Qiyamah, it's a truth, it is a reality. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about one very great ni'mat that Allah had bestowed upon us, and that is Allah ta'ala had established us on this earth, and Allah created this earth for our ma'isha, our livelihood. Before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had known the needs of insan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed all the needs of insan on this earth. From here, for a few ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, the incident of shaitan not wanting to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and then, of course, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam coming onto this earth. Now this was discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah, and such is the beauty of the Quran. Before we go into this ayat, we need to understand one or two aspects of the entire theme of the Quran Sharif. That day in Surah Al-Baqarah, what was the theme? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about Allah ta'ala's ni'mats upon insan, Allah's ni'mats upon man in different ways. One was the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala in so far as this alam, this universe, the creation of Allah ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's ni'mat in so far as Allah's sustenance and Allah creating things on this earth for us. And then there the theme was Allah ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salam and insan as the khalifa of Allah. And all of this to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Bani Israel, O Bani Israel, you make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here the theme, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this wazan. Allah speaks about our maqsad. Allah ta'ala speaks about our final destination. And that is back towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. But obviously we are going to be on this earth. And being on this earth, we are going to have this enemy of ours that was the enemy of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and that will continue till the day this earth comes to an end. And that is shaitan and the plot and the ploys of shaitan. And this is now the subject matter is being discussed with this in view, to see how shaitan will affect us, to see how shaitan will try to deviate us from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَاكُمْ. O insan, certainly we created you. We, Allah in His Qudrat and His power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah had created you. ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fashioned you. And how Allah ta'ala had fashioned you? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Allah ta'ala had fashioned you in the best of molds. Allah ta'ala had not just given you a physical fashion and a physical design, but Allah ta'ala had given you this heart. Allah ta'ala had given you that comprehension. Allah ta'ala had given you the ability to think. Allah ta'ala had given you the ability to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows His great ni'mat upon insan, that you can either raise yourself to become the close slave and servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat, or alternatively, you can reduce yourself and become worse than animals. ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. Then after we created you, that is, are you insan, referring to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, then we said to the malaika, اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. O malaika, make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu was salam, because we had given him this quality of khilafatul ard. And in order to give him the khilafatul ard, the representative of Allah Ta'ala on this earth, we had to show him the knowledge of things, and we had to give him the haqiqat and the reality of these things on this earth, and we had taught him all of that, and we had given him the sifat, this quality of ilm, and thereafter we made him worthy of becoming that being that will be now the qibla and the direction of the malaika to make sajda to him. Now we discussed this already, that the sajda was for Allah Rabbul Izzat. Adam alayhi salatu was salam was the qibla, or alternatively it was permissible at that time, but for this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sajda to anyone else, ruku to anyone else is not permissible but to Allah Rabbul Izzat, not as an ibadat, not as a token of respect. Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. All the malaika, all of them had made sajda but Iblis. Now Iblis was not an angel, but Iblis was from the jinn. But because of his unsurpassed ibadat at that particular time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to be with the malaika. Lam yakum minas sajideen. He was not of those who had made sajda. In other words, he refused to make sajda to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Allah ta'ala says, qala ma mana'aka alla tasjuda idh amartuk. Allah ta'ala asked him, what had prevented you to make sajda idh amartuka, when I had commanded you? When Allah ta'ala is saying, I had commanded you. Now, there are three different directions or three different speeches that Allah ta'ala had directed to Iblis when he refused to make sajda. Malaka Allah takuna ma'as sajidin. Why did you not make sajda with those who made sajda? Then ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyadayya. O Iblis, why did you not make sajda to that being, towards that being that I created with my own hands? Three different modes, because in actual fact, there were three different degrees of ma'asiyat, three different degrees of sins that shaitan had committed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was that when Allah had commanded, then the creation is supposed to fulfill that command of Allah. Without any rationale, without any logic, without knowing the reasons, when Allah says, this is my hukam, then we as the slaves of Allah is supposed to recognize Allah as Allah and fulfill the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Second, his istikbar, that he felt that he was superior to Adam alayhi salatu was salam. And because he felt he was superior to Adam alayhi salatu was salam, he didn't make that sajda, and hence the result of that was, that was another ma'asiyat. The third was his jealousy for Adam alayhi salatu was salam, that he had now become jealous, that how is it possible that I had made so much of ibadat, I exerted myself, and now he becomes the qibla of the sajda, and I am completely left out of it. And hence, some ulama have written, istikbar created in actual fact his jealousy, and his jealousy, that fire of jealousy, will put him into the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us. That jealousy is the result of istikbar, our superiority, our thoughts of being superior to others. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. His rationale, I am better than him, I am better than Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Here he did not realize, what he thought was that fire moves towards towards the sky, it moves upwards, and when we look at clay, we look at earth, earth and clay is stable on the ground, so he thought that was the reason why he was better than Adam alayhi salatu was salam. What he did not realize is fire is destructive and earth is constructive, and in this way earth will become better than fire. But Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقَتَهُ مِن تِين. And then he submitted to Allah that you created me from fire, you created him from earth. But he did not realize that the hukam of Allah will remain the hukam of Allah, it will be the command of Allah, and we do not question the command of Allah Ta'ala. And we take this message, we take this lesson, whatever the command of Allah is, we do not ask why, we do not ask what, we do not ask who, no questions, we fulfill the command of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.